Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining the Sound of Power, a time of intercessory prayer with the Prophetic Intercessors Network. We are so delighted that you have made a decision to join us this morning for prayer. We're going to get started in just one moment. If you have prayer requests, please feel free to share your request at this time. Again, if you have any prayer requests, please feel free to share your prayer requests at this time.
Yes.
All
so,
right.
Good morning. This is Nicole.
Good morning.
Good morning. Me and my husband and our household. Because we just going, it's a lot going on within the house. And it's kind of, it's just a lot going on.
Amen. We will certainly keep you lifted.
Amen.
Amen.
Good
Praise
morning,
the Lord.
Good morning. For the Cooper family and the Webb family during their time of bereavement, and just lift up all of the bereaved families throughout, but just those two in particular, they've been hit pretty hard with grief within the last couple of months.
Certainly, we will keep them lifted. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Nico. Yes.
Good morning, Pastor. How you doing?
Doing great.
We just about life.
Amen. We certainly understand that, and we will certainly be praying for that. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Life.
Amen.
Amen. And I can truly sense that there are a number of people that are just going through a number of things this morning. And so we definitely, intercessors, are going to definitely have to bombard heaven on today. Which intercessors do we have on the call this morning?
Hi, this is Shauna.
Amen. Thank you, Shauna.
This is Sharon.
Amen. Thank you, Sharon. And because I want to go ahead and stay, you know, in that time, in that 5-minute time frame, we're going to go ahead and get started with the intercessors that are on the call. So, Shauna, if you can open us up this morning, and Sharon, if you could follow, and then I'll come with the closeout. And let's spend about a good 10 minutes there. Truly, I can feel the heaviness on this line this morning, as well as just a number of things that are happening in the spirit. I thank the Lord for the spirit of sensitivity, and that this is indeed a time for us to be praying one for another. So if you would, Shauna, lift up those prayer concerns that you have heard this morning, those that are dealing with bereavement, Nicole that are just dealing with life circumstances, and let's just go before the throne of grace. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Shauna.
Amen. Father God, we just thank you for this day, God. God, we thank you for yet another day that you've given us, oh God. We thank you for the breath of life, God. We thank you, oh God, for even the opportunity to come before you on this morning, oh God. God, just to lay concerns, oh God. God, we come before you knowing that you're able, oh God, to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ever ask for or even imagine, oh God. So on this morning, we're asking that you would incline your ear towards us. God, have your way, oh God. God, even if you would, oh God, incline your ear and allow, oh God, each prayer request to be heard, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, if there's anything that would prevent our prayers from reaching the heavens, oh God, God, first we ask that you would quicken our hearts, oh God, quicken our hearts to our Heavenly Father's voice, oh God. God, reveal any unconfessed sins that we may have in our hearts, God. God, any bitterness, God, any unforgiveness, oh God, any strife, oh God. God, even any assignments, oh God, that we left undone, oh God. God, even if there's estrangement, oh God, even in our relationships, in our family, oh God. God, if we said things that we should not have said, oh God, or even if we partake, oh God, in situations, oh God, in activities, oh God, that we should not have done, oh God. God, we ask, oh God, that you would reveal those things for you, oh God. God, because we don't take it for granted, oh God. God, we understand that any opportunity, oh God, and any privilege that we have to come before you, God, we understand that we come on holy ground, oh God. So we come before you, oh God, first admitting our sinful nature, oh God, admitting, oh God, that without you that we're nothing, God. We admit, oh God, that we need you in our lives, oh God. We admit, oh God, that if it were not for you, oh God, God, that we would be reckless in everything that we do, oh God. So we come before you this morning, God, just asking for your help, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, oh God, for those prayer requests that have already gone forth, oh God. We pray, oh God, specifically for those that are mourning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, touch their hearts and comfort them, oh God. God, allow them to recognize and to remember, oh God, that you have not left them nor forsaken them, oh God. God, and sometimes when we don't even understand why things happen, oh God, God, we put our trust in you, oh God. God, we rest, oh God, knowing, oh God, that you are sovereign, oh God. God, that you have the ability, oh God, to bend the wind, oh God, whichever way you please, oh God. So we accept your will for our lives, oh God. We accept our circumstances, oh God, though we may not agree and though we may not understand, oh God, and though we may be troubled in our heart, oh God, we recognize that you are Abba Father, oh God, and that you, oh God, God, everything that you do, oh God, is perfect, oh God. Everything that you do, oh God, works, oh God, according, oh God, to your will and your plan for our lives, oh God. So we rest, oh God, knowing, oh God, even in the midst of circumstances, even in the midst of mourning, oh God, even in the midst of things, oh God, that cause us to worry and to concern, oh God, we know, oh God, that you will turn those things around, oh God. So those that are mourning, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you would even send individuals in their past, oh God, those who can minister to them, oh God. God, those who would deliver a due word in a due season, oh God. God, cause them to even recognize, oh God, that you are near, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, and even for those, oh God, who are going through the vicissitudes of life, oh God. God, those who have been troubled in the name of Jesus, oh God. Those, oh God, because of circumstances beyond their control, oh God. God, the sense of hopelessness, oh God. The sense of doubt, oh God. The sense of fear, oh God, and despair, oh God. We cast it down, oh God. We ask that you would loose those individuals from those spirits, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, for you've given us the keys for the kingdom of heaven and hell, oh God. You said that whatsoever we bind on earth, oh God, shall be bound in heaven, oh God. God, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loose in heaven, oh God. God, so we loose ourselves, oh God. We loose ourselves from fear, oh God. We loose ourselves from doubt, oh God. We loose ourselves, oh God, from worry, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we ask, oh God, that you would even replace, oh God, ashes for beauty, oh God. God, that you would replace mourning with joy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, cause us to remember the joy of salvation that we have in you, oh God. Cause us to know, oh God, God, that because of you, because we acknowledge and accept you as our Father, oh God,
God, that you will withhold no good thing from us, oh God. Cause us to remember, oh God, the inheritance that you left for your children, oh God. God, that we're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, oh God. Blessed in our coming and in our going, oh God. Cause us to remember, oh God, that you are the Lord God strong, almighty, oh God. That you are the King of glory, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, when the world will try to throw things in our path, oh God, that will cause us to doubt you, oh God, that will cause us to lose hope, oh God. God, let us find ourselves in your word, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, reveal yourself in a greater way, oh God. God, as we read your word, oh God, God, don't allow us to see those words the same as we've seen them before, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your word, oh God, your word that you left to edify us, oh God, your word that you left to strengthen us, your word that you left to encourage us, oh God, your word, oh God, that you gave, oh God, just so that we would have a strategy, oh God, that we would have direction, oh God. So we trust in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, and even in the midst of our circumstances, oh God, God, even when our spirit, oh God, when our flesh, oh God, would try to deny who you are, oh God, God, we will give you a yet praise, oh God. God, even when we don't know what to say, oh God, even when we don't know how to express ourselves, oh God, God, daily will we declare that you are Lord, oh God. God, we will declare that you are awesome, oh God. We will declare, oh God, that you are, there's nobody like you, Jesus. We will declare, oh God, that because of you, oh God, that we still live, oh God. Because of you, oh God, that we move and have our being, oh God. God, even when the world, oh God, would even try to condemn us for having faith, oh God, God, we have a yet praise, oh God. God, is in those circumstances that we ask, oh God, that you continue to increase our faith, oh God. God, when there's a sense of hopelessness, oh God, show yourself in a mighty and strong way, oh God. God, speak, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, and for those that are in those circumstances, oh God, God, we pray that when you speak, oh God, that when you release your word, oh God, that when you reveal yourself, oh God, God, that their hearts and their minds be open and receptive to you, oh God. God, don't let them turn their back against you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, and we arrest the hand of the enemy, oh God. We arrest, oh God, the attacks on their minds, oh God. We arrest, oh God, the attacks on their emotions, oh God. We arrest, oh God, even the ailments and the infirmities, oh God, that will come out of those situations, oh God. God, because you've already said that the spirit that's on the inside of us, oh God, is greater than that spirit that's in the world, oh God. So when the world, oh God, would try to crush our spirit, oh God, we declare, oh God, and we cry out for the Lion of Judah on the inside of us, oh God, to raise up, oh God, to stir up the praise on the inside of us, oh God. God, for your word says that you inhabit the praises of your people, oh God. God, so when we don't know what to do, oh God, God, in everything we will give thanks, oh God, in everything that we will give joy, oh God, in everything, oh God, we will acknowledge, oh God, that you're working, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we thank you, oh God. God, we thank you for our circumstances. We thank you for our trials, oh God. We thank you for our tests, oh God. God, because we know when we get on the other side, oh God, God, that we'll have a testimony, oh God. God, and we know that because of our testimony, oh God, that the faith of others are increased, oh God. So we bless your name, oh God, and we give you glory, oh God. God, that even in our weakness, we just ask for help, oh God. Show yourself, oh God. Reveal yourself, oh God. Strengthen, oh God. Encourage, oh God. In the name of Jesus, in his precious name, oh God, that we ask all of these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. And we thank you, oh God, for this opportunity that you've given us to gather in your name. And God, this morning we come lifting up families, the bereaved families of the Cooper and the Webbs, oh God. We ask that you allow your hand to be with them this morning, that you would comfort them, God, during this time. God, that you would be their father. And God, we pray this morning that everything that's out of order, that you would bring it in divine order, that God, you would help them, oh God, to go through the process, oh God, just as your people had to go through the process on 2,000 years ago when your son was killed. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would help the fathers, the mothers, the uncles, the cousins to get on one accord, that God, they would be on one accord as they go through grief. And then God, we ask that even as they go through the grief, oh God, that you would bring them together as one, that you would mend hearts, oh God, that you would cause them to forgive each other, that God, we would rise up and be the family that you have created us to be. God, so with every opportunity, God, even in sadness, God, we want your glory to be revealed through us. And then, God, we pray for those, oh God, that just need to be touched, oh God, those we lift up, oh God, those that are despondent, that may be hurt, that are sad, that are going through life, that are trying to bear the stresses of life. God, we pray that you would anoint them and touch them, God, with the hope of glory, that you would touch them, oh God, and allow them to be encouraged at this time, oh God, that you would give them, oh God, that peace that passes all understanding. This morning, oh God, we are praying and we're asking you, oh God, for your mercy. And then, God, we are praying for marriages this morning. And we know, oh God, that you have joined husband and wives together, oh God. But there have been times, oh God, when we have allowed the world to get between us. But God, we know that you are a God that can take what is broken and mend it back together. And so, God, we are asking you that you would have mercy on marriages this morning. We ask, oh God, that you would deal with the heart of man, oh God. For you said that in marriage that we should submit ourselves towards one another and not towards those that are on the outside. But God, we have allowed outside influences to become, oh God, our God. And so God, we ask, oh God, that you would deal with the heart of man, and God, that you would deal with that woman and cause her, oh God, to get in divine order and submit herself to her husband. And then God, we ask that you would deal with that man and cause him to love his wife with his whole heart. But God, we ask that you would be in the midst, for we know that you are the glue that will keep them together, that you are the glue, oh God, that will repair them and bring them back together. So God, we are praying for marriages to be mended, oh God. We are praying, oh God, that you will be a fixer of their soul, oh God. We're praying, oh God, that you would teach them how to forgive and how to submit to each other. God, we ask that you would knit their hearts back together. Oh God, we know that it will take, oh God, only you. We know, oh God, that we can't do it of our own selves. For God, we realize that we've been more unto things that the world have shown us. But God, we know that you're a God that can take and open up their blinded eyes so that they can see, oh God, righteousness and truth. And then God, we ask that you would reveal it unto them, God. Expose, oh God, those things that they have done wrong so they can do it right. We pray, oh God, that you would help them, oh God. We pray for our young marriages, oh God, our young sisters and brothers in Christ, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would have mercy, oh God, and that you would touch their hearts.
and change their heart. We know, oh God, as your people, we need a change of heart. So God, this morning we are lifting up the body of Christ also, and we ask, oh God, that you would deal with us. We know, oh God, that you made us in your image. You have ordained us, oh God. You created us, oh God, to be your people. We know, oh God, that you don't see us as you created us, and sometimes we don't see ourselves as you created us, oh God. But this morning we are lifting us up, oh God, unto you, and we're asking you, oh God, for mercy. Help us, oh God. Help us, oh God, and deal with us where we are. We realize, oh God, we've become a nation, oh God, a country, a community, a church, oh God, that has lost their love for you. But God, we come standing as ambassadors this morning, asking you, oh God, that you would deal with us, that you would help us, that you would reveal yourself unto us, oh God, so we could change our ways and turn our ways, oh God, back unto you. Help us, oh God. We realize even in marriage, oh God, and in relationship, we have become a nation of abusers, oh God. We've become unholy and without ordinary affection. We've become false accusers, oh God, and lovers of men more than we are lovers of God. We've become, oh God, a nation of truth breakers. Oh God, have mercy on us and forgive us. And then, God, we ask that you would help us. We stand here this morning repenting before you, oh God, and we ask that you would help us to turn away from our old ways and help us, oh God, to learn and to love, oh God, as you have created us to love. Teach us how to love and not to hate, oh God. Teach us how to give and not to take, oh God. Help us, oh God. Teach us, oh God, how to be forgiven. Oh God, we ask that you would deal with us as this nation who become angry and bitter, oh God. We ask that you would uproot every seed of the enemy, oh God, that we may have sown in discord, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would teach us and help us, oh God. Show us your ways, oh God. And then, God, we ask that you would raise up a generation that will seek and accept your truth, that will love you, oh God, with their whole heart, that will love one another, oh God, with brotherly love. For, God, we are walking in a nation, oh God, that we don't see that these days. But God, we need to see you, oh God. So we asking you, oh God, that you would deal with us even as a nation, as a people, oh God. We pray for even those, oh God, that suffer with mental illness. We pray, oh God, for those, oh God, that have been tormented, oh God, with thoughts and intentions of suicide. We come against and we pray against, oh God, the spirit of depression. We ask, oh God, that you would break the hold on your people, oh God, and those that have been discouraged, oh God, those that have been deceived even by the enemy. We ask that you would deal with us, oh God, with all things that have become a distraction for us, oh God, and we have been distracted, oh God, from you. God, we ask, oh God, that you would deal with everything that has caused a dis-ease in your people. We need you, oh God, like never before. And so, God, we're asking that you would have your way. We pray, oh God, for those women and men that have suffered in domestic violence, oh God. Those, oh God, that have been abused in relationships, those, oh God, that are drunken with lust and not with love, those young women that have lost their lives because of violence. Oh God, we are praying for our nation this morning, and we're asking you, oh God, for your mercy. We know, oh God, that you are a God that can do it. So we're asking you, oh God, if you will do it. We're asking you, oh God, as you would hear our voice. We're standing, oh God, in the need of prayer. We're not asking just for ourselves, but we're asking this morning for our nation. We're asking you, oh God, for our country. We're asking you, oh God, for our community. We're asking you, oh God, for our church house. Oh God, we need you to even visit our own house. And God, we're asking you that you would deal with us, oh God, that you would have mercy on us this morning and deal with us as your people. Oh God, help us, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would help us, oh God, to be who you called us to be in these last and evil days. God, forgive us for breaking your laws. Forgive us, oh God, for breaking our vows to you as well as to each other. And forgive us, oh God, for breaking our commitments, oh God. And God, we're asking you that you would help us, oh God, mend us back together. God, help us, oh God, that our heart would be right with you as well with each other. Help us, oh God, to be a nation that will love you and serve you, oh God, with our whole heart. We're asking it now in the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen, amen. Father God, we just come to you today, this morning, Lord, and we bless your name today, oh God. We come on one accord, oh Father God, for we thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, oh Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you put it on our hearts to pray, oh God. We thank you, Lord, as we pour our hearts out to you, oh God, this morning, that you are listening to the prayers of your people, that you're constantly moving, oh Father God, for we trust in your word, that your word says that you work everything out for them who love you, oh God. So we come this morning, Lord, to tell you that we love you, oh God. We adore you, oh God. We magnify your name, oh God, for you first love us, oh Father God. For it was you who drew us out of darkness into the marvelous light, oh Father God. It is you who sent your only begotten Son to shed his blood for our salvation, oh Father God, that he was wounded for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed, oh Father God. So we can't do anything to help but to love you, Father God, to help but to honor you, oh Father God, to praise your name this morning, oh Father God. For you are our Abba Father, oh Father God. You are constantly there, and there is no one faithful like you, oh Father God. So we bow before you this morning, oh Father God. We enter into your presence with thanksgiving today, oh Father God. We worship you because you are awesome, oh Father God, and your reign is supreme, oh Father God. And we cast every care on you this morning, oh Father God, for you care for us, oh Father God. Lord, every person on this line, oh Father God, we ask that you bless us, oh Father God. We declare that you will finish the work that you started in us, oh Father God. We know that you know every issue in our heart, oh Father God, even those issues that we haven't told anybody, that you know all about it, that you're the God that we can cry out to in the midnight hour, that we can praise early in the morning. You're the God that gives us that renews us of strength, Lord, in your presence, Lord. So we just thank you today, Lord. We thank you that no matter what we're facing today, Lord, that we don't face it alone, Father God. So we just praise you today, oh God. We just honor you today, oh God. We just magnify your name today, oh God. And we come today, oh Lord, because in your presence there is freedom and peace, oh Father God. And because we're here, Lord, we can come and stand in the gap for others, because we know that you are working everything out for us, oh Father God, for our families, oh Father God.
on our jobs, oh, Father God. And, Lord, we just lift up the leaders, Lord, in the body of Christ today, oh, God. We lift up every man and woman, oh, God, that seeks to please you, oh, God, that seeks to do the things that you have them to do, that seeks to be about the kingdom work, oh, Father God. Every man or woman, oh, Father God, that has been called and answered the call, oh, Father God, that is trying to do your will, oh, Father God, that is leaning on your Holy Spirit, oh, Father God. We ask and pray that you protect them, oh, Father God, that you protect their families, oh, Father God. We ask and pray that you anoint them, oh, Father God, that you cover them with your blood of Jesus from the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet, oh, Father God. We ask and pray, Lord, as they pour out, that you pour back into them, oh, Father God. We ask and pray, Lord, even at those lonely hours, oh, Father God, that leadership can bring them to, oh, Father God, but they have the weight of every issue, oh, Father God, that you come to them, oh, Father God, and you open their mouths and give them a praise to you, oh, Father God. Help them to worship you, oh, Father God, till everything is moved, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you're the one that they could come to, oh, Father God. We ask and pray, Lord, that you surround them by intercessors that consistently pray for them, oh God. We ask and pray that the people that surround them, Lord, that be people of integrity, Father God, that they will have alternative motives, oh Father God, that they will work with them, oh Father God, that they will take hold of the vision that you have parted into each man and woman of God, Lord, and they will run with it with their leader, oh Father God. We ask and pray in the body of Christ, Lord, that there's no strife, oh Father God, and competition, oh Father God, that your love abides, oh Father God, the unity abides, oh Father God, that everyone's mind is set on you and your will and your kingdom come, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father God. We ask and pray, Lord, that you continue to lift up leaders and protect them, Lord, leaders that will cry loud and stand mad, oh Father God, but in love, oh Father God, that they're not ashamed to hold up righteousness and holiness, oh Father God, that they'll be examples for our young people, oh Father God, that they will draw the world to them, oh Father God, instead of being drawn by the world, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father God, help our leaders, oh Father God, and touch the sheep as well, oh Father God, let the sheep not be rebellious, oh Father God, and thinking themselves higher than who they are, oh Father God. Let them honor their leaders, oh, Father God, and hold them up in prayer, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and support them, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and all the while seeking you for themselves, that they will be righteous, oh, Father God, that they will have the knowledge of you, oh, Father God, that they will study, oh, Father God, as well, oh, Father God. Lord, help your body, oh, Lord. Help your body of Christ, oh, Father God. Remove every scale from our eyes, oh, Father God, that we will get all that you want, that we will get all that you have for us, everything in you and everything in your word that you have set aside for us, that we will take advantage of it, and that we will seek you and seek you first and your righteousness, oh, Father God. Oh, Lord, your word says if your people who are called by your name will turn from their wicked ways and humble themselves and pray that you will look down from heaven and heal their land, oh, Father God. And our land needs healing, oh, Father God. Our land needs deliverance, oh, Father God. Our land needs protection, oh, Father God, and restoration, oh, Father God. And we ask and pray, Lord, that you continue to build your church and your people, your body of Christ here, Lord, that we will turn from our wicked ways, oh, Father God, our selfish ways, oh, Father God, Lord, and humble ourselves before you, oh, Father God, and pray, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, that we will turn from the ways of trying to be like the world, oh, Father God, that we will turn the ways of just not studying and being slothful, oh, Father God, that we will seek you, oh, Father God, that we will pray continuously, oh, Father God, for one another and for our country, oh, Father God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, help us to be empowered to understand, Lord, that it all begins with us because we're your people. We're the light on a hill. We're the salt of the earth. And let us not lose our flavor, oh, Father God. Let us not forget that we are different and we're peculiar people and a royal priesthood, oh, Father God. Let us stand stand up in that authority thereof, oh Father God, and stop trying to water ourselves down, Lord, to be like the world and be like the sinner man, oh Father God, but help us to understand the beauty of who we are in Christ Jesus, oh God, that we are the ones that they should come to, oh Father God, to say, what must I do to be saved, oh Father God, that we're the ones that lead them to you, oh Father God. Help our minds and our eyes stop being on ourselves, oh Father God, and material things, oh Father God. But we are not measured by what we have, Lord, but we are measured by who we belong to, oh Father God. We're measured by the price that you paid for us, oh Father God, that you sent your begotten Son, oh Father God, to shed his blood for our redemption, oh Father God, that we measure ourselves by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, oh Father God, for we are seated with him in high places, oh Father God. Let us remember who we are and take the leadership that you anointed us to have, oh Father God, to pray for one another, to pray for the sinner man, oh Father God, to set ourselves aside, oh Father God, that know that we are in this world, but we are not of this world, oh Father God, but we are here on assignment, oh Father God, from the Most High God, oh Lord. Help us to awaken, oh Father God, to that assignment. Help us to be bound to that assignment, that we will do it and do it with excellence, Lord, and we will depend not on our own ability, but on you and your Holy Spirit, oh Father God. Lord, we thank you today, oh God, that you would even consider us, that you called us from the foundation of the earth, oh Father God, that you have known the thoughts that you have towards us, oh Father God, that you say in your word, Lord, that you will complete the work you started in us, even until your son's coming, oh Father God. We're even coming in agreement with that word, oh Father God, that you're constantly working on us, Lord, so let us be vulnerable and let you complete your work, oh Father God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, today, oh God. We thank you, Lord, as the servants of the Most High God, Lord. We stand on your word, oh Father God. We worship you, oh Father God, and let our worship and our praise, Lord, and our service to you be all on one accord, oh Father God, that we declare that we will not be double-minded, oh Father God, and say that we love you and hate our brothers, oh Father God. We will declare we not be double-minded, oh Father God, and say that we depend on your word and depend on other people and ourselves, oh Father God. Let us open our minds and depend totally on you and your word, oh Father God. Father God, for heaven and earth will pass away, but your word remains, oh Father God. So we thank you, Lord, for the words that you said over us, oh God. We thank you for the thoughts that you have towards us, oh Father God. We thank you for your plans, and we submit our plans and our thoughts to your plans, oh Father God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray, Lord. Amen.
Go ahead, Sister Pat. Thank you, Lord. We can't hear you. You may still be on mute. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Thank you. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We praise you, God. We glorify your name, God. You are worthy and worthy to be praised. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. God, we shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. God, we pray for healing on today, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that the brokenhearted are healed and bind up their wounds, God. In the name of Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray that you will heal arthritis today, God. We pray that you will heal cancer. Hallelujah, God. We pray that you will heal liver disease. Disease, God, today, God. We pray, God, that you will get into the blood, God, and let it circulate, God, like you designed it to circulate, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, for this disease that attacking these babies, God. Hallelujah, God. They don't know the name of the disease, God, but it's taking them out, God. We come against that disease right now, God. We said these babies shall live and not die. Hallelujah. And be leaders in this world, God. In the the name of Jesus, God. We thank you right now, God. We thank you for your healing power, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we just thank and praise your holy name, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that people be healed and delivered of drugs and alcohol. We pray and yeah, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that people will be healed and delivered, God, from all kind of sexual diseases, God. Oh, God, and even, God, hallelujah, being laid, gasping, and transvestite. God, we pray, God, that they will be healed, God, that they will be delivered, God, they will be set free, God. We ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, to send your ministering word to them, God. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them be in the right place at the right time to hear word of deliverance, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray for those that are on the street today, God, have nowhere to go, God, the homeless, God, the shut-in, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask you, God, to give them a magical favor, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray for those that was in the floods, God. Hallelujah, God. And God, we ask you, God, if it's your will, God, to build back their city, build back their home, build back their residence. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you right now, God. Father God, we just bless you on the day, God. Hallelujah, you're worthy, God, and worthy to be praised, God. Oh, God, we ask you to deliver, God, deliver your people from all sorts of things, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to visit the workplaces, God. God, make every crooked place straight, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for leaders all over this world, God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, God, that they will accept wise counseling, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that they will be, hallelujah, influenced, hallelujah, by Christian leaders, God, in the name of Jesus, God. They will seek for Christian guidance, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for leaders all over this world, God, that you will give them, hallelujah, oh, God, direction, insight, and foresight, and understanding, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to pour out, hallelujah, your spirit on leaders, hey, God, all over this world. Father God, we ask you to deliver them from opinion and contrary to the word that are contrary to the word of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to protect all leaders, from harm, most undoubted. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and danger, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. We pray for the senior citizen, God, all over this world, God. We pray for protection, God. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, those that are in nursing home, God, we ask you to cover them in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, even with the caretaker, God, cover them in the blood of Jesus, God. We ask you to match the right people, God, with the right caretaker, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you today, God. We thank you, God, for your word, God. Your word said to pray for all men. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we're praying for all men today, God. Oh, God, even the young people, God. We pray, God, hallelujah, God, that they will have mentor, God, that they will not go astray, God. We come against all this robbing, all of this stealing, all of this game banging, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to send your holy power down, God, that it will arrest your people, God. Oh, God, that they would want to follow truth. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we thank you right now, God. We give you the praise and we give you the glory. Hallelujah, God. We said this is the day that the Lord had made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And it will shine down. It is so in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Dilevosha. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, as we are preparing to close out this prayer this morning, I just sent so much weight in the spirit. I want to read this scripture in the book of Philippians, chapter 3. And I'm going to start at verse 4. Thank you, Lord. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he have whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. So, Pastor, if there's anybody that thinks they can trust in the flesh, I think I'm one of those ones who can trust in the flesh. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel. So, this is who I am. I've been circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel. So, I did everything by the law of the son of Benjamin of faith, and he did what he did as taking the law of Pharisees. And so I did everything that was right. I'm a man that knows for I've done the religious thing. So if there's anybody that can also talk to his public man, concerning being a perfect man in the church, you know, righteous, which is in the Lord's way. But what things were done to me, those that counted love for God. Yet doubtless, and I call all things but love for the excellency of the not to Christ in God. My Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and you have been the God, that I might win Christ. And he found, in him not having my own grace, which is other words, but this is the truth.
That I'm already perfect, Paul said.
Praise the Lord. I hope you guys can hear me better now. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect. But I follow after, that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And so, what Paul said, Paul says, I don't want to do that. That's not what I want to do. I don't want to be apprehended, Paul says. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. This one thing I do. Hallelujah. He says, I press towards the call of the high mark that is in Christ Jesus. And so many of us, thank you, Lord, so many of us have become distracted by what life is doing. We have been distracted by what we are going through, what we're experiencing. So many of us are being distracted by the things that we're experiencing. And so Paul says, I can't do that. I can't be apprehended. I can't lay hold on those physical things. I cannot lay hold on the things that are around me. I cannot get my focus and my concentration to the things of the past. Paul says, what I've got to do is I've got to press. I've got to do something on the inside. I've got to allow what's on the inside of me to begin to press, to reach forth, to go beyond what's around me, because sometimes life and life situations will try to weigh your hands down. Sometimes what you are experiencing, what you are going through, will try to hinder you and try to, hallelujah, it will try to stop you from going towards the mark of God. It will take your focus off the real reason why you're here, the real reason why you lay down your life, the real reason why Christ sacrificed. And so Paul says, what I got to do is I can't lay hold of these things. I can't allow my mind to be wrapped around the things that I've acquired. And see, when we are caught up in the things that we might lose, even if we may be dealing with being possibly evicted, even if we're dealing with possibly losing our car, see, we're trying to apprehend, we're trying to seize and lay hold on the things that are in our life. And so Paul says, what I've got to do, I count myself not to have apprehended. I count myself not to lay hold on these things. I'm not going to be swayed by life. I'm not going to let life sway me. I'm not going to let life distract me. I'm not going to let what I've attained distract me. Even if I lose it, even if I lose everything I have, Paul says, I will not be distracted, because the one thing that I do, I press towards the prize. There is something that is greater than everything that I've experienced. There is something greater than everything I may possibly lose. There is something greater than everything that I have gone through. There is something bigger than that. There is something else I should be focused on. And so Paul says, I count not myself to have apprehended. I have made a decision that the things that I have gained in this world, all of the things that men might look at and give me praise for, all of the things that men might try to size me up for, all of the thing that society may say, this is what I need to be qualified. Paul says, I count not myself, even though I am a Hebrew of Hebrews, even though I was circumcised on the eighth day, even though I did everything right, even though I was in order according to the law, even though there were those that honored me because of what I did, Paul says, I'm not going to lay hold of those things. That's not my real focus. That's not what it's really all about. But Paul says, I've got to forget that. I've got to let that go. The one thing I must do is I've got to forget all the things that I have accomplished. Hallelujah. Even though accomplishments are great, degrees are great. Accomplishments in life are great, because we understand that it is God that is giving us the power to attain wealth. And even in that, God is glorified. So even all of the things that we attain is great, but I cannot lay hold of these things, because if I hold on too much to them, they'll become a distraction. They'll become bigger than my worship. They'll become bigger than my praise. So Paul says, I've got to lay these things aside. Hallelujah. And what I've got to do, I've got to press. And so he says, I press towards the mark of the high call that is in Christ Jesus. And so, God, we bless you on this morning, God, hallelujah, as we lift up they that are under the sound of my voice, even as we lift up those this morning that are under the sound of my voice that are going through and dealing with life circumstances. God, those that are going through and dealing with the vicissitudes of life. God, those that are being weighed down, oh God, by things, even by the threat of the loss of things, even those that feel like they're losing, Father, I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that you'll give them the same mind that Paul had. Oh God, that I consider this nothing, that I might win Christ. Oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that we not be entangled with the cares of this life, but Father, that we might please him who called us. And so, Father, I pray that we are pleasing to you. I pray this morning, oh God, that we have a mind, oh God, that is sold out, that we have a mind, oh God, to go after you like never before, oh God, that we have a mind, oh God, to run this race, oh God, that we will not take down, that we will not give in, oh God, regardless of the pressures of life, regardless of what we're going through, regardless of what we are experiencing, Economancia, oh Landos, Economancia. Oh God, I say, let this mind be in us, Ekonamantia. Oh God, which is also in Christ Jesus, Ekonamantia. Oh God, Emandos, Ekonamantia. Oh God, this mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus, Ekonamantia. Hey God, Emandos, Ekonamantia, ando rande bohos, hey. Oh, come on, let's just give him some worship this morning. Just begin to open up your mouth and give God some glory. Give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah. Give him the fruit of your lips. Oh, yes, God.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
God, Emandos, Ekonamantia.
Oh, yes, God. Emandos, praise you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's none like you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we magnify you today, oh God. Hallelujah. The Lord, we believe not on ourselves, oh Father God.
Yes, let's give him glory this morning,
Father God. You are our strong power, oh Father God. You are the
living blessing, oh God. We've got to give you glory this morning. We've got to pray. We've got to make an effort.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes you've got to press out your praise. Sometimes your praise is fighting through. Some of the things that you are living through. Sometimes praise is fighting through opposition.
Hallelujah. We worship you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we praise you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah for this day, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh God, it is
Shikoma. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Emando shatama. Ekomanse. Ekoda manshi andora mandoshe. Mando satama. Oh, come on and give him glory. Ekomanshiya. What shall we render unto him for all of his benefits? I will offer unto him the sacrifice of praise. I am a
dulce. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Emando Shatamai.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Me go. She gave me. She goes. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
go.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hey, come on, say. Hey. Oh God, Ekomandi ando Jose. Oh God, Emando Satamai.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We bless his name this morning. And we give him glory and we give him honor. For he alone is worthy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praised. Can our enemy be defeated? Yes, Lord. Oh, how we honor the Lord this morning. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, we bless the Lord on this morning for all that he has done. My Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for all that he has done. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Thank you all so much for joining us this morning during this time of prayer. We look forward to meeting those of you that will join us tonight at 9 p.m. This concludes our time of intercessory prayer. Go in peace. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Bless you. Amen.